My heart knows God. My heart knows God. It's only through my heart that I can know God, because God is my inner self. God is everywhere. God is the allness, and only my heart can know God. So as I seek to know God, as I seek to understand God, as I seek to understand what God is all about and what God is in me, my heart gives me the answer. My heart gives me the feeling of goodness. My heart gives me the feeling of oneness. My heart gives me the feeling of love and joy and peace. My heart gives me the feeling that all is obtainable, all is possible, all is revealable. Everything is done through my heart and through my heart alone. Now, I might look at the outer world and say, that's God too. And of course it is. And I might look at the inner world and say, that's God too. And of course it is. But is it really God? Can I really comprehend what God is? If I say God is the allness, then there is no finite definition that is going to encompass what God is. If I say God is reality, there's no finite idea that's going to allow me to realize what God is, who God is, and where God is, and why God is. I'm not going to have the slightest idea. But once I realize that God is me, the feeling, God is me, God is who I am, God, my heart knows God alone. When I realize that, then all things begin to make sense. For I say, yes, my heart is a heart of unconditional love. And my heart of unconditional love is God in full force, is God in full manifestation in my human world. And so long as I continue to maintain my recognition that God is unconditional love and that God is the feeling, God is the sense in me, God is the heart of me, long as I realize that, then that's what I'm experiencing, that's what I'm knowing, that's what I'm having every moment of my life. Now, how do I want to define God as feeling, God as love, God as, how do I, knowing God in my heart? How can I know God in my heart? How can I understand God in my heart? Well, as I listen to my heart says, what a beautiful day. My heart says, everyone on earth is a lovely person. My heart says, all is good and very good. My heart says, I like me, I like me, I like me. My heart says, this is a beautiful world. This is a wonderful world. This is a glorious world. My heart says, all is in divine order now. My heart says, peace, peace, peace. There is now peace on earth, and that peace dwells in me. I look at all people with unconditional love. Now, how can I be so grand as to have unconditional love, to look at everything without an attitude about it, to look at everything without judgment, to look at everything without feeling happy or unhappy about it? How can I do that? Well, that's beyond my capacity. No, it isn't. We say it's beyond our capacity because we don't want to do it, but it's not beyond our capacity. It's not beyond us one little bit. It's who we really are. It's who we really are. We really are our heart. And our heart looks at everything. Our heart looks at the children at play and we say, how wonderful. Our heart looks at little animals, little puppies and little fawns and little animals of any kind, and we say, isn't that lovely? Our heart looks at ourselves as children and we say, isn't that lovely? Our heart looks at all things and calls them good And we do this because we are unconditionally loving. We have no attitude in our mind that says something is good or bad. We have no attitude in our mind that says something is right or wrong. We only have in our consciousness the idea that all is good and all is beautiful. We live from our heart. And as we live from our heart, all is very good. All is wonderful. All is fabulous. All is magnificent. Live from your heart consciously, and you will find that the world you live in is spectacular. Live from your heart consciously by choice, and you will be living in unconditional love. Live by your heart in all that you do, and you will find that there's nothing more to do than to be yourself and have fun. There's nothing more for you to do than to be that happy, joyous center of peace that you are. When you live from your heart, when you live in your heart, you are being God. My heart knows God because my heart is God. My heart knows God because my heart is a loving center, an unconditionally loving center. My heart knows God because God is all there is, and God is the beauty and the wonder and the magic, the majesty of life about us. All know God. All know that which is beautiful and good. All know the truth. All know that when you look at life with your heart, you are looking at your life as God has divined you to be, as God has designed you to be, as God has created you to be, as God knows you are. And you are always that way. You are always living from your heart. You are always living from that divine center within you. Truly, my heart knows God. And when I let go and live from my heart in all areas of my life, when I let go and live from my heart in my life, in my actions, in my thinking, in my dreaming, in my knowing who I am being God manifest so beautifully, so powerfully, so joyously. I am God fulfilling itself in all possible ways. My mind knows God, but my heart is God. My heart knows God because my heart is God. My heart is God under all circumstances. My heart is God as it looks at life and sees life beautiful and good. My heart is God. Can I proclaim this every moment of my life? And as I proclaim this every moment of my life, every experience of my world is good and very good. Because when I proclaim that my heart knows God, my heart is God, when I proclaim that, I live in that unconditional love, in that unconditional feeling of happiness, in that unconditional realization that all is beyond measure, good and very good. It's a gift that we can give ourselves, and we give it to ourselves today. And as we give it to ourselves today, we live from our heart. We live from the very depth of our being. We live from the very sincerity of who we are. And because we live from the very sincerity, the very depth of who we are, we live unconditional love as easy as it is to be. And living unconditional love, everything we do, everything we think, everything we say, everything we are, is glorious indeed, because that's what it's all about. Know this for yourself today. Know that your heart knows God, and you are God, and you are glorious indeed. Know that today, and enjoy that today and be that today. Because that's the reality, the only reality that you are. It's the only reality that I am. It's the only reality that is. Now, as you know, your heart knows God, as you know that you're God, know it, and know it with all your being, and say it with all your being, and live it with all your being, and reveal it with all your being, and say, with me, I love you. I love you. I love you.